Today is March 9th, 2009, and we're going to be talking about Pope Benedict to visit Holy Land in May. Well, what is the significance of this visit by Pope Benedict to the Holy Land? There's a lot of significance to it, and I felt like that we should go through this with our listeners and explain what is going on, not only in the political world, but also how it intersects with Satan and his kingdom, and also how that it's all under the auspices and authority of God Almighty. Now, we've talked before about the international bankers, and we've mentioned those 13 families that rule the nations with their money and their greed and their ties to the Illuminati. And a lot of people laugh and say, oh, Larry's really, you know, touched in the head. But if they did the amount of research that I had done, they would have found the same conclusions that I have found, that the Illuminati and these international banking families control the purse strings and the treasury of the Vatican in Rome, as well as the Holy Land. And if you go to the Holy Land, I've never been there, but if you go to the Holy Land, you'll find many of the buildings there and the streets are named after these families, like the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Now, I want you to know that I am a very much in agreement with both Martin Luther and John Calvin and many of the reformers who stated that the Antichrist is the Pope. Now, the Bible says there are many Antichrists that will go into the world, and we know that the Antichrist is anyone who goes against God and against His Word and against His law. Like I've already stated, Barack Obama, that's my new nickname for Barack Obama, he is an Antichrist, because he is against Christ, he's against His Word, he's against His precepts, and he's against His Son. But we're going to see a much more an alignment between Barack Obama and the Pope, Pope Benedict. And that's appropriate, because remember Benedict Arnold? Well, now we have a Pope Benedict. Benedict Arnold was a traitor. Now, Pope Benedict is a traitor to Christ and the cause of Christ. Now, the Associated Press has put out an article, and I'm going to be quoting from it and then making some comments about it. And it was actually written by Ariel David, who is an Associated Press writer. And he says that Pope Benedict the 16th said Sunday he would visit the Holy Land from May 8th to the 15th in the first papal trip to the area since 2000. Do you realize that? This is the first time that the Pope has been to the, quote, Holy Land, end quote. And by the way, that is not a holy land. Okay? It's the devil's land. They should call it demon land, because they uphold the doctrine of devils. Judaism is not Christianity. And anybody that tells you it is lying through their teeth. Judaism denies that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, denies that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, denies that Jesus Christ is the third person of the Trinity. And that is Antichrist. Okay? Now, do you realize that there's the Pope has only visited Israel one other time? This will be the second official trip by a Pope to Israel. Now, announcing the dates of the long-planned pilgrimage, the Pope said he would go to the site Jesus visited and would pray for the precious gift of unity and peace for the Middle East and all of humanity, wouldn't you know? Now that is a huge theological statement right there, what the Pope is saying. He says that he would go to the sites Jesus visited. Well, of course he's going to go to the sites Jesus visited. He's Antichrist. Antichrist means to be against Christ and also to try to replicate what Christ would do, to mimic Christ. The Bible says that Satan will come as an angel of light, seeking
them
whom he may devour. Now he says that he's going to pray for the precious gift of unity and peace. The Bible says they will cry peace and safety, but there will be no peace. Christ did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Nation shall rise against nation, and there will be wars and rumors of wars. And all of this will happen before the coming of the Son of Man. Now he also says that he's going to pray for the unity and peace for the Middle East and all of humanity. Now that shows that he's Antichrist, because not all of humanity is going to be recipients of God's peace. I'm going to repeat that again. Not all of humanity are going to be recipients of God's peace. I've got one question for the listening audience. I've asked this before, and you may get tired of it, but I'm doing it to make the biblical point. Did Judas receive unity and peace?
No.
Did Esau
No.
receive unity and peace? How about the Girgashites, the Hittites, the Amalekites, the Amorites, the Hittites? Did they receive unity and peace?
No.
No, they did not. They did not receive the precious gift of unity and peace. Pope Benedict is nothing more than a humanist that's promoting his cause. Now, he is known as the Vicar of Christ, and that means that he is promoting that he is replacing the Holy Spirit here on earth, because the true Vicar of Christ is the Holy Ghost, not Pope Benedict the 16th. Now, Pope Benedict told the crowd gathered in St. Peter's Square for the traditional noontime blessing that he was asking the faithful for their spiritual support for the Holy Land pilgrimage. Spiritual support? Do you hear a little jingling of the pocketbooks there? Follow the money trail. The Pope is going to stop off in Africa and Angola. And he's going to meet with local bishops. And guess who else he's going to meet with? Muslim representatives and women's rights advocates. Muslim representatives. You see how they're bringing it all together, folks? Like I said here in previous sermons, how that everything's going under one umbrella. the Muslims coming together with the Catholics. You know? And he's going to end up getting their blessing. And you know what? Barack Hussein Obama is going to be right there with him, puking out his vile blasphemies to the nations. Now it says the Pope's Mideast tour will touch Jordan, Israel, the Palestine territories, with stops in cities including Amman, Jerusalem, Bethlehem, wouldn't you know, Nazareth. Though a detailed program has not yet been announced, officials in destination countries have said they expect Benedict to visit an Amman mosque, wouldn't you know. Sure he's going to visit a mosque. He wants to suck in with the Muslims. He wants to make this a one world religion. He's already said that he's going to pray for the precious gift of unity and peace for all of humanity. That includes the Muslims. That includes the Buddhists. That includes the homosexuals. That includes the pedophiles. That includes the all of the offspring of all of these people who have blasphemed the holy name of Jesus Christ. He says there has been only one other official visit by Pope to the Jewish state, Pope John Paul II's pilgrimage in 2000. Pope Paul VI made an unofficial trip there in 1964. Now listen to this next little tidbit. This you should find quite interesting. Because now we're going to see how this whole alignment of the nations is coming together. God is sovereign over all of these evil events that are about to take place on this doomed planet. And people say, Larry, why are you so pessimistic? I'm not pessimistic at all. The Bible tells me when you see all these things begin to happen, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's not being pessimistic. I'm just happy things are starting to wind down. I can go to my real home. This is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Angels welcome me through heaven's open door. I don't feel at home in this world anymore. Who could feel at home if you're an elect child of God in this God-forsaken planet? Now, it says here, Israeli President Shimon Peres invited Benedict to the visit, wouldn't you know? Ha-ha. So President Peres of Israel invited Benedict. Aha! That should give us some insight. And you know what he called this up-and-coming trip, Peres? An important and thrilling event of the first order. An important and thrilling event of the first order. And he didn't leave it there. He went on and said that emanates a wind of peace and hope. A wind of peace and hope? The Bible says, you see how these antichrists like Peres tries to duplicate the Holy Spirit? The Bible, Jesus speaking of the Holy Spirit, said the wind bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof. But Shimon Peres says that the Pope's visit is going to be an important and thrilling event of the first order that emanates a wind of peace and hope. A wind of peace and hope. Well, it says, Benedict's pilgrimage comes at a time of strained relations between Israel and the Holy See. Oh, but you know that's all going to get fixed up. That's all going to get fixed up. says Israel was offended when senior Vatican Cardinal Renato Martino said during Israel's recent military campaign to stop rocket fire from the Gaza Strip that Gaza resembled a big concentration camp. You know, all you have to do is follow the money trail. Okay? Like I already stated at the beginning of this discussion with Mark regarding this Pope Benedict and his trip to Israel, is that you can believe that this whole thing was orchestrated by the international banking community, including the Rothschilds, who hold the keys to the treasury of the Vatican. And they also hold the keys to the money flow in the state of Israel. Hence, we have the invite by Perez. See the connection?
Yeah.
Yes. Says, ties were further rattled when the German-born Pope reinstated an excommunicated bishop who was questioned the extent of the Holocaust. Benedict later condemned the bishop's remark and spoke out against anti-Semitism. Well, of course he's going to be just as PC, politically correct, as he can be to gain the approval of the whole world. You know? That's what he's trying to do. Just like Barack Hussein Obama is trying to gain the approval of the whole global political spectrum. Now, he says the two sides are also at odds over the legacy of the wartime pontiff Pius XII, who some historians say did not do everything in his power to prevent the Holocaust. That dispute centers on a caption of a photo of Pius at Yad Vashem's museum that says he did not protest the Nazis' genocide of the Jews and maintain a largely neutral position. The Vatican says Pius made every effort to help Jews and other victims through quiet diplomacy and wants the caption changed. Now, Vatican Muslim ties were also tested by a 2006 speech in which Benedict linked Islam to violence. Amid angry reactions from the Muslim world, he expressed regret for any offense caused by his remarks. Well, isn't that sweet that he is so sensitive to the Muslims? Jordan will be the first stop on the Benedict's Mideast tour. Bishop Francis Solacat, what a name, Solacat, the papal Runcio in Amman said the Pope's visit to the Hussein bin Tatel Mosque, the largest in the country, will be another gesture on the part of the Holy Father to promote interreligious dialogue. Yucky, yucky, yuck. That's all I have to say. Now, folks, I hope this is opening your eyes to what's going on. You know, he's going to Israel, but his main thrust is he's going to be visiting these mosques, and he's praying for unity and peace for everybody, including the Muslims, the Jews, and everybody else. And this is a gesture by His Holiness to promote interreligious dialogue. Oh, my goodness. The Pope will also stop at the site of the Jordan River where, according to tradition, Jesus was baptized. Well, I wonder if he's going to throw some holy water on himself from the Jordan River. Now, you know, the reason I wanted to bring this up is that this is a convergence of the powers that are going on right now with Barack Hussein Obama and the unparalleled slavery that he's placing the United States in. And now we know that recently the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, went to the Pope and had a meeting with the Pope. and Pelosi has an awful lot of political clout and power in the Senate, and she has a lot of political power and clout over Barack Hussein Obama. And it makes you want to vomit to see how the women rule over Barack Hussein Obama, including not only Pelosi, but hilarious Hillary, and that whole scheme of things. I hope you recently got my little thing. I forgot who sent it to me. Oh yeah, a gal from up here in St. Joe, where, you know, Hillary and Obama was in the front of a Jeep, and in the back was Biden and his wife, and they were partying down, and the caption was, you know, "We got your money, sucker, now we're going to spend it." And they are. They're partying like, you know, there was no tomorrow. They're spending this country into utter bankruptcy. Now, what does this have to do with the gospel? Everything. Everything. Because this has all been foretold down through history. This was told even in the Old Testament about the coming divisions of the nations, and how that it was all going to come under one world system. But you know what? It's going to be utter chaos. And there's going to be a rise of an Antichrist and a false prophet. And they're going to rule the nations, the rod of iron. And we see how that technology is going to help them in their cause. And, you know, I recently, just a little humor here, I heard a great joke. It said, how many people does it take to run a computer? How many Americans does it take to run a computer? Answer: one American and three full-time technical support people from India. Okay. But we see all the viruses, we see all the technology glitches. But understand that people like the Pope and Barack Hussein Obama and hilarious Hillary and Nancy Pelosi, and all those people like that, Joe Biden his time, they are all in cahoots, and they all have the same philosophy in life, and that is use chaos to get whatever you want. They operate best in chaos. They create fear. They create crises as a justification to print more money. And understand that the Illuminati and the international bank community is behind the whole thing. They want these banks to go belly up. That's the way they get political power, political control. The good news is, though, that Jesus Christ is coming back to this God-forsaken planet for His people. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive glory and honor and power and majesty. He's the only one that's worthy to open the book. And those whose names were written in it from the foundation of the world, He will say, "Welcome in, my child." And we will be ushered into the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven, prepared as a bride. And there will be no night there, no need of the sun. There will be no more curse, nor any such thing. And He said He will wipe away all tears from their eyes. And, you know, think about that. We have all of this chaos going on around us in our society. Now we've got the Pope going to Israel, trying to master his plans, bringing the Muslims and the Jews and the Roman Catholics all together under one banner with Barack Hussein Obama. But you know what? Jesus Christ has a sword in his mouth, and he is going to come back as a conquering king. And he is now seated at the right hand of God. And for his people, he's making intercession for us. That's a wonderful thing to know, that he's praying for us in the midst of everything that's going on. All of these, we need to remind ourselves that when we have all these financial woes, we don't know which way to turn. Everybody is operating out of fear, chaos, and all that. We need to constantly stay in the Word of God. The Bible tells us that there will come a time when they'll no longer endure sound doctrine, but they'll heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears and turn themselves into fables. But it also tells us that God will send them what?
Strong delusion, that they might believe a lie.
That they will believe a lie, right?
Yeah, they might all be damned.
Yeah.
That don't believe the truth.
That believe not the truth, but had pleasure in
unrighteousness.
And that's what Barack Hussein Obama has pleasure in, is homosexuality. Today, he's making all these executive orders. He's trying to play like he's a dictator. He's an anarchist. He's in violation of God's law. Today, he reversed a rule and now is making it legal to do embryo cell research. Take little babies, embryos, and use them for science. That's worse than the Holocaust. That's worse than Hitler. Taking little baby embryos and using them for science. Of course, we already knew. Even to his own kids. If one of his kids got pregnant, he didn't think it would be bad. He didn't want them to have to be, you know, bogged down with a child, so he basically said, just go ahead and kill it. That's what he's teaching his own kids. Human sacrifice at their pleasure of convenience. Well, the Pope, I guess, corrected Pelosi over her stand on abortion rights, but you know what? They're all going to come together and pat each other on the back. I'm sure Barack Obama will kiss the ring of the Pope before it's all over, and it'll all be one happy family for a while, but then we're going to see absolute devastation. Absolute devastation before Christ comes back. Nations shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, but the end is not yet. Well, Barack Hussein Obama is definitely worshiping the God of forces. He's not worshiping the true one God and Jesus Christ. He's worshiping the God of forces. And he fits right in with the Pope, right in with the Muslims, and right in with the Judaizers and the devil worshippers and anybody else that claims to be a person of faith or anti-faith. Doesn't matter. Don't say anything against anyone. Just all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Well, I hope this has been enlightening. As these events wind down, always remember Jesus told us before this happened that this was exactly what was going to happen. And the great news is that he's coming back soon to take us out of this cursed, God-cursed planet, home to the New Jerusalem. It's like a reversal. He came out of the ivory palaces down to here, and he's going to take us out of here into the ivory palaces. What a beautiful thought.
Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you as these events around us speak loudly, that we can look up and say, praise God, our redemption's drawing close. Help us to live in the light of this victorious expectation. We ask in your name. Amen.